9 out of 10 grandmothers would not approve of this podcast, but that one grandma is sorta kinda bitchin'.
This podcast is part of the Deluxe Edition Network. To find other great shows on the network, head over to deluxeeditionnetwork.com. That's deluxeeditionnetwork.com.
This is Sorta Kinda Funny.
Good though, that's a better look. Sure. James had a quick little he changed his outfit, his hat.
Yeah, that's wearing a beanie. I don't know, I don't wear beanies for a reason. I got a small ass head. So anyway, do your little weird thing again. And we just started recording. Oh, there she is. So welcome back, guys, to Sorta Kinda Funny, your not so family friendly family podcast. This is Chaboy James. And those noises you just heard was my sister.
Yeah. I am locked away in a room. And when we record, James will unlock the latch, let me out to see sunlight, have a little bit of nutrients, like a slice of bread.
Yeah.
So my sugar levels are really low.
Yeah. I don't feed her. I just give her time when it's podcast time.
And to work, I'm in the dark, just like editing. There's just a charger, but yeah, it's funny because
I open the slot to her room, and I'm like, "Did you finish the episode yet?" Here's
I'm
a
like,
Snickers
I'm
bar.
Still working. Yeah, I'm like crawling out, and you're like, "You better change your clothes for this one because you gotta post it." I'm like, "Shit, I do."
The video quality gotta be up.
Yeah. So, happy day in April.
Yeah, whatever day this is.
Things are happening. April's a busy month. I'm going out of town quite a bit. Spring break for my kids. I'm going on a trip on my favorite
rocking
cruise
dick.
Ship. Let's call on our anchors of Kind of Funny News.
Attention, sea fishermen. Go ahead.
Start over, sorry. Yeah. I was going to say southern accent, but I think that's better.
A Tennessee fisherman reeled in a big one. It turned out to be an alligator. Imagine you're like, it's fishing time. What the fuck is that? Like,
It's fishing season, guys. Let's go.
No, it's alligator season, apparently.
It's gator season. A fisherman in a lake in northeast Tennessee. I hate myself. Tennessee caught a surprise at the end of his line when he pulled up a 3 to 4 foot long gator. Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency said their Union County Wildlife Officer Rick Roberts got a call from the angler on Monday describing the unusual catch.
Bring, bring, bring. Bring, bring, bring.
Hello?
There's a fucking gator. No. He said the unusual catch. Yeah, I got something going on here. I don't really know. Is this wildlife, in games?
This is them. Wildlife. Yeah, you called the number.
We have some wildlife here that I don't think belongs on my fishing line.
Oh, did you catch a big one? Like a big fish?
You could say that. It's definitely a big one.
For sure. What'd
if
you
God get? Made this a fish, then I think I'm also a baboon, and I'm definitely not one of those. Yeah, there's this absolute massive gator. I'm going to name him Tony Gator.
I'm sorry. Did you say what?
Yeah, Tony the Tiger Gator right now is hanging off the edge of my boat, and he's just rolling. He's just doing 360s like he's Tony Hawk in 1997. This shit's crazy. Yeah, so he took a nice Chomposaurus Rex out of my leg. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe I should hang up and call the actual police.
I don't know what we're going to do for you, sir, but thank you for that. It says, while the origin of the alligator is unclear, it is evident that it was being illegally held in captivity and possibly released into Norris Lake.
Hey-o!
Here we go.
That's right! That's right! We let an alligator go! We let an alligator go! Hey!
Yep. For those of you who don't know, Norris is my maiden name, James' last name. Cameron said that the zoo doesn't normally house gators, he calls them up. We don't normally have them gators in our zoo.
Fish, wildlife and fish doesn't know what's going on. Maybe I'll try the zoo next? Yeah, and also, when you call the zoo, don't you just get like the help desk, the people that like buy tickets and stuff?
Yeah, they're like, how can I direct you?
Yeah, is there an alligator let loose? They're like, let me get you to the right department. Steve, who the fuck do I transfer them to?
He's like, and if you don't have one, do you want one? They're like, what? So it says, the operators are now looking.
I got a deal for you.
Yeah. They are now looking for a permanent home for this gator. They're going to get some weird Tiger King type shit calls. They're like, you had a gator. Could I just come pick it up? Is this like it's on Facebook Marketplace. No.
One gator.
This is an animal we are trying to respect.
For sale. And you're like, I don't know if that's legally like allowed.
It's just in the yard tied up with a leash so it can only go like certain.
He's like, come see your gator. Come see your gator. $5.
Tickets. They're just like, trailer parks just rolling up.
Come out to the backyard. We'll show you the gator. It's clearly just a child in the alligator suit. They're like, you said you had a gator.
This woman.
Well, we did. And then Fishing and Wildlife came and gave me
$1,000
fine. But I already made all the signs for it, so I just dropped a little Billy with an alligator suit that we got from the store.
The Walmart's at Halloween season.
Spirit Halloween.
It's outgrown it, so it's like at his calves instead of his ankles. There's a woman in a robe, roller, cigarette butt hanging out. She's like, so you gonna get on this or not? You gonna give us our monies or not? And he's like, God, Tracy,
clearly
you look bad since
not,
I've seen you since high school.
That's clearly not an alligator, but people are
you
stupid.
Gonna tell me I'm wrong? Are you gonna tell me I'm a liar? The You're kid's like, Mom, I'm hot. He's like, it's hot in this suit.
That's not an alligator. It's standing up and eating hot dogs through its mouth. It's not.
Mom, I gotta pee. He's like wiggling, I gotta pee. She's like,
shut your mouth, Timothy. Lay that down and roll. Roll.
All right. Yeah. Right.
Town Podcast is a podcast that features your town's dark, wild, and sometimes unbelievable past that will have you thinking there is no way that really happened here.
Matt, Meg, and Zach dust off the books and hit the streets and the occasional nursing home to unveil your town's past.
From small towns to where we live to big cities before they were what they are today, this is your town, your stories.
Real quick, guys. Deluxe Edition Podcast of the Month, Quad Pro Quo, Drink O'Clock, Steve and Crypto Show. Check them out, the Deluxe Edition Network.
Y'all remember back in the day when James was rocking a nasty mustache? So do I. But then that shit got voluptuous as fuck. That's because we were using the Copper John family. And you know what their motto is? Be proud of who you are.
And you know when you see a really gnarled, not tamed beard, you just want to take a razor blade, slice the hair off. Not the flesh, but the hair. Because it's disgusting, it's foul, it's gritty, it's gross, it's greasy. Y'all.
But it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be. CopperJohnsBeard.com has amazing products that you can use to keep your beard styling and profiling. They have fine beard oil, beard butter, beard balm, and mustache wax, which is what James was looking for.
Yeah,
should have, would have, could have had. Yeah.
Guys, maybe in another lifetime when I have another mustache, I'll be using this, but you don't have to wait till then. Be better than me.
Because Lauren's growing one. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, hold on. and guys, yeah, so that's going to be the Copper John family. There you're going to get all these great things for your beard and all your facial hair needs. Lauren, what kind of code can they use? Because we don't want to just shout them out without giving our little listener something to use for, do we?
A little discount. Yeah, guys. Use code sorta kinda funny, all caps as always, to get 10% off this lovely, lovely product.
Beautiful lumberjack looking at me in the distance and going,
Be proud of who you are.
I'm gonna go buy it right now. 10% off, baby. Sorta kinda funny.
James, have you ever witnessed something celebrity-wise, pop culture, and you're like, I know this is gonna go viral immediately, or this is something that is so shocking, this is gonna be talked about in the interwebs for months and months and months? Because I have one that just comes to my brain.
Am I saying, I ever made one or have I ever seen
one? No, witnessed. Like you're watching the Oscars, the Grammys, Super Bowl, anything like that, and you're like,
oh,
this
I remember,
is for sure.
I remember Justin Timberlake was performing at the Super Bowl, and this little kid was like trying to figure out if he was going to take a selfie or if he was going to sing along, and it was so awkward and so cute and so wholesome, but also very awkward. I was like, this is about to pop off, and it was all over the place for like a solid month. That poor kid.
That's funny. That's so sad. I thought you were gonna say when he ripped Janet Jackson's.
Oh. See, I don't remember that though. I was
no,
like
I know,
a
but you said him at the Super Bowl. Oh yeah, I remember our parents talking about that. But one, I remember sitting. I could tell you where I am. I was at my friend's apartment in King Henry, sitting down watching. I don't remember Grammys, something like that. When Miley Cyrus twerked on Thick, was it
Robin Thick?
Robin
All
Thick's
these blurred lines.
Crotch.
Yeah.
Yes, when she was
Which
doing
is
she had the foam
really,
finger.
Really bad song.
Right,
that song
it's
song is about like. Roofing someone
yeah so she has her foam finger, she's like I remember watching this and being like, what just happened?
This
and
the is not gonna end well.
No.
And apparently it did end well because now she's worth billions
she's
of dollars.
Fantastic. Yeah,
no, I hate her, but actually I don't
her
hate
latest
her.
Song is so good.
Which
I was
one?
Just like that, I don't know, something about being young, it hits different. But another one I thought about was, I mean, the slap heard across around the world. It's when Will.
Yeah, that was the first one I thought.
Yeah,
of.
I mean, because that was so aggressive, so violent. I think everyone was shocked and they're like, this is a bit, but that's a weird bit because he just got hit, you know.
Everyone's like, ha ha.
They're like, yeah, they're like, is that funny? Is not.
You know those moments though, like in real life, not when you're watching on TV, when something happens and you go like,
oh,
is this a joke?
I
want to
share one.
Are we are we joking?
Please, we were at a party, we were at a Halloween party, and there was a married couple there. And this married couple, the girl is really drunk. She's really drunk, and that's fine.
Well, that's always good.
He is a little probably, I mean, he's intoxicated as well, but he starts screaming at her in front of everyone. He's like,
yeah.
You need to.
Healthy.
Yeah, he is throwing F words at her. He's like, you need to calm the F down. You are too effing drunk. I don't need you to throw up in our car. And she's like, it's fine. Like, also, I'm like, yeah, I thought it was a joke. I thought he was kidding. So I'm like, there's no way in hell that this man is speaking to her, like, for real right now. But even if it was a joke, it's a little odd. James, my brain couldn't register what to do in that moment until it ended. And I was like, I think he's serious. Anyway, it was very shocking.
Yeah, that is a weird thing. When people, it's like, especially when people fight in public, like, full-on fight, you're just kind of like, this is happening, and I don't know if I should laugh or make a joke or, and of course, me being me, I usually either do one of the two things of like,
yeah, you being you, you're like, I will laugh and make a joke and cry.
Yeah, or I'm like, okay, everybody, let's not do this here right now. They're like, you're not involved in this. I'm like, except you're making us all involved.
Yeah,
because
you are,
you're fighting in front of everybody.
Yeah, you're including everyone. It's so uncomfortable, you guys, but
I can't lie. I have definitely been that person before. I have been the person where I was fighting in front of other people.
That's okay.
And then I realized this is not a healthy relationship. So yeah. Let's not, you know what I mean?
These are instances, James, that you had and you were like, oh crap, this is super uncomfortable. Imagine that being broadcasted on like a TV show.
Yeah.
These are the pop culture moments. The first one has me rolling. Anything with Demi Lovato kind of gives me like the chills because I sent James this video of her. She was on like this paranormal house thing. I don't know where they go to these houses. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's what's that show?
Like a paranormal show?
Yes. And she goes in.
Like Ghost Hunters?
Yes. And she goes in and they're like, she goes, I think it's a female. Or the guy's like, I think it's a female. She's uncomfortable with male presence. Will you sing? This Demi Lovato woman starts singing a song. And
God,
she's like, men, can you leave so it's not uncomfortable. So this spirit is, I was laughing so hard. But this one is when Demi Lovato said her favorite dish was a mug. An interviewer asked her, they're like, so what's your favorite dish? You know, James, what would you answer that? Lasagna?
Like a food.
Yes, she said,
like a food.
She said, a mug.
Yeah, I remember.
She's like,
that.
You can like hold it and it's really cute. And I agree with you, babe.
Yeah.
That's mine too.
I guess technically that is a dish.
Yeah.
But like,
it's just funny. That is so
the guy's
funny.
Like, ah, ha, ha. And what's your favorite food? We are on the cooking channel, you dumb bitch.
She's like, what?
I don't know. I don't get it. Oh my God. This isn't even on the list.
Go.
I just know this one. The worst, probably one of the worst, and I remember I was watching it live, was the, when, what's her name? Was it Mariah Carey sang the, oh, say.
You
the
watched,
best
not Mariah Carey, that was Fergie. You watched that live?
Yeah,
not yet.
Yeah,
way. Yeah.
I was watching that live with my friends. I was watching it with my friends. We were watching basketball. And I remember being like,
this isn't real.
Am I thinking this is bad? Yeah. Like, and then they started showing the other people, like the players, and they're all like trying so hard not to laugh. I was like, oh, this is not just me. This is bad.
That's like the other one Fergie did where she's, I don't know if it was the Thanksgiving Day parade, and she's like, whoa, she's doing cartwheels. It's like, it is 7 a.m. What are you doing?
And then the other one is when Fergie, I was talking about this the other day. We were playing D&D, and we were talking about something, and the song came on. I was like, my lumps.
Oh,
my
I know what you're
saying. Lady lumps. Check it out. And I was like, guys, do you remember when she was on live? Like, she was on the stage, like, singing the song, and she
every time I turn around
to
Fergalicious,
and they're like,
stuff.
What?
Yeah.
So I take my phone, and I cast it to the TV, and they had never seen it before. Oh. And watching people watch moments like this for the first time is the funniest thing ever. And she's like, hit a Fergie.
She's drunk.
But... she's drunk, she doesn't know the words, and the best part of it is Will I Am is behind her going, Yeah! What?
I know! Guys, we'll
turn
clip
around.
That right here if you're watching.
Turn around! Yeah, Lauren's have to put the audio right there or
it's
something.
So
and
funny.
And then she starts copying him, who's supposed to be like saying things in reaction to what she's saying.
Yeah.
Oh my, it's so funny. He's like, what? How's it with Tamara? And he's like, oh my,
who,
that is probably my
another,
favorite. I did not see that live,
it's
but that
so
was
good.
So funny.
Another thing, what is the girl? She was on, she's now married to the 21 Pilots drummer. What is her name?
Oh, yeah, her. I don't know her name.
She was
but
on
she's,
Disney,
she's
Channel.
Disney Channel.
Yeah, she. Her moments are, I mean, insane.
She is she, like, mentally, like, unstable or something?
Hold on, I'm looking up her name. Debbie Ryan. Debbie Ryan, when she does, she's known for, like, the, like, meme, and she, there's a video of her and
what
this
the
other,
hell
she's
was
like,
that?
It's, James, I'll show you, and you'll be like, oh, yep.
You're
I'm going to send it to you right now. Debbie Ryan and this other guy, this is it, I'm sending it to you, and you're going to be like, oh, you killed it. So when she and this other Disney Channel co-star are up there singing, rapping, doing this dance of whatever it was, and it was so out of sync and so uncomfortable, everyone's like, for sure they're not drunk because they're underage, but something is going down. And now there's a new Nickelodeon Quiet on Set show, scandals happening left and right, although we knew a lot of this, but this is Disney. I'm waiting for the
drunk.
Disney to come out.
Oh yeah, I saw this thing. It was like the Disney Channel stars sweating because season two of the whatever Quiet on Set is going to be about Disney Channel, not
seriously.
Nickelodeon. They're all like,
seriously.
Ugh!
They're like, let's not. This one is when Christina Aguilera's spray tan dripped during Etta James's funeral.
Oh,
it looks like, guys, it's gross.
At a funeral?
At a funeral. Her leg, so she's kind of standing there. I'm put a picture here, but there is just drippage coming down. And we're going to pray it is spray tan. It's disgusting. I'd be mortified. I mean, how do you recover from things like this? You have to, because you're in the spotlight all the time.
Yeah, it's like... it's one thing that you decided to, like, I need to look as good as I need to look for a funeral,
absolutely.
So I'm going to spray tan anyways.
Yeah.
Second of all, you're like, how recently did you get the spray tan? Like, 5 minutes
ago.
Before the funeral?
She's
you're
probably
like, fuck,
sweating.
I got to get the spray tan.
And it was, yeah, exactly. Who was on your PR team? They did a horrible job. She probably just got it done, and it was, when you sweat, then it's messing it up. It's changing it, so... it's dripping.
Yeah,
off
and
your
and
body.
Also, like, she obviously did not give it enough time. It's not even like a spray tan. It's probably like a rub-on
that's
spray
disgusting.
Tan. You know what I'm talking about?
Like the oil. Yeah, yeah. Number 8 is foul.
Number 8, it just says foul. Like, what's that about? All right. When Madonna did a Q&A and there was a rat in the background. What? When was this?
I don't know, but I literally, James, sent that gift that I was gonna send you to John's. You know how I said I was going to send you the, like, the
yep.
GIF thing? I sent it to John's family chat, and she sent a recipe for resurrection rolls,
resurrection
how to teach
roll.
Our kids. John's sister, but it's fine. Anyway, I sent it that GIF to them.
Yeah, don't
be
even
like,
say anything.
What?
Don't correct it. Just own it, baby.
Oh, wow, that's
my
hilarious. Okay.
gosh, you have to keep that in the episode. That is so funny. With that face. Oh.
So bad. All right. This one is when Oprah pretended she knew the lyrics to Mariah Carey's.
They're like, oh, happy Easter. Let's celebrate Christ and let's make resurrection rolls. And Lauren's like, resurrection rolls?
I did not mean to send it to them. I was like, damn, so funny.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
Better than accidentally sending porn.
This one is.
Because we have friends that their grandparents accidentally sent them porn before. And they're like, well, you just go ahead and just delete
multiple
that.
Multiple times. It's like, and they said, just delete
it. You pretend like that didn't happen and tell me to just delete it? God, imagine, Lauren. Imagine in our family group chat right now.
I already know who would send
it. Our grandma just posts porn.
Grandpa.
Yeah, it would and be our like, grandpa. And then he'd be like, not I want normal. Joe to just delete
like, it's
that.
A. It's a very specific
kind. Yeah, it was called
too.
Like Big
it's
Black
like...
Dick Dicks Down White Girl or something like that. It was crazy.
Oh my God.
Like it was vulgar.
Yeah.
And then just to nonchalantly be like, go ahead and just delete that for me real quick. Real quick with the dick. And then you respond by sending that gif
You're
of
like,
her.
There was nothing quick about that
there
dick.
There was nothing quick. That was a long pounding. And then like... And then you just respond to that with the gif of her putting her hair behind her ear. Like, yeah, for sure.
Debbie Ryan, yeah, this is going to be called Resurrection Rolls. All That's right, so funny. We got two more. This one, I've seen this video. It's so funny. Oprah pretended she knew the lyrics to Mariah Carey's song. It's the video of it's like a concert. It's like,
I'm
I don't know, one
right
of those
now.
Things.
Oh my God, that's bad. She's like trying to sing the lyrics and clearly she doesn't know it.
When Jesse Nelson... thought this was a Jamaican accent.
Miley.
What?
Have you never seen that?
No.
Oh, that made its rounds a couple of years ago. It's like this girl, she's like trying to like correct herself. She goes, Miley, like on live air.
How do you do that on? No, because I would do something like that. This one.
Oh, have you seen the one where the person's flipping off the camera? They're like, they're counting on, they're like five,
oh,
yep. four, three,
it's like
two.
The news
and
anchor.
Like, and then she realizes it. And she's like, I wasn't trying to be rude. I was just being funny with my coworkers. And yeah. and the countdown was off for me.
Yeah.
That's so embarrassing.
That's
I feel
so,
bad.
I know. The news anchor ones are, there was this one I recently saw where they're talking. They're like, hey, talking about dogs. And they're like, you have this dog. And they're like, hey, Adam has a little wiener. Do you want to tell us about, have you ever dressed
yeah.
it up? And
it's like, yeah.
And he's, you know, talking about a little wiener dog. The man just starts laughing. And they're like, what is wrong with you? And then
and
it
he's
kicked
like,
in.
Trying to recover.
How do you recover? How? This one is so funny. It's when Christina Aguilera threw her gum at fans. She's just singing and she takes her gum out and just chucks it. How do you do
she's
that?
She's like, for sure. Yeah. It's the same thing with like, did you see that video of when Cardi B had her water bottle and then just, oh no, she chucked her microphone at
yes,
somebody.
Yes, yes, yes,
someone
yes,
someone
threw
yes. a water bottle at her and she like domed him
Can
in
you
the head. She must be like a tomahawk legend. Like, she threw that thing perfectly and binged him.
You pay to go to a concert to get a microphone thrown at your head.
Dude, if Cardi B threw a microphone at my head, I'd be like, I run that street like Cardi, oh, bing, and then you're just over. Yeah, I would pay for that.
It's like Lorde when she's in her concert and she shushes the audience. She's like, I went my
oh,
my. And she's like, shh.
She's
and
like,
it's
shushing.
Not
she's like,
great.
Hey.
She's like, how
no. That's like, how did the father show the world?
I've heard that forever. Sing that at my baptism. Of love
you
sang
that at your own baptism?
With me and
how old were you when you baptized, Lauren?
I was 8.
Do you remember that?
I do. It was on my birthday, and my mom's
really?
Birthday. And I had blackberry pie. Or cake. Blackberry
Wait,
cake.
You got
Black
baptized
cake.
On the day you turned 8?
Yes, I did.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
So
everyone who's out there being like, you guys are sinners, you guys are going to hell. Lauren's been baptized. She's been saved by the grace, so she better back up.
By the grace of my middle name is Grace. Now they're texting in the chat. They're like, ah. But it shows an... You guys, I'm dying. It's, guys, if you don't know what I'm talking about, Debbie Ryan, it's when, it's called Radio Kelly or something. It's when this girl is standing there and she takes her side sweep bangs. She pushes them over. She makes this like really awkward look up. You guys, I sent that in my in-laws, like in my husband's family's group chat. When
it's
we're
like
talking
an anime
about
girl look,
Jesus.
Like it's
yeah.
Whack.
I'm like, oh, we talk about the bread of life. They're like, no.
We talk about the bread of life from this movie. They're like, no.
All right, let's do one more each. Find one.
God, that's so funny.
Oh, that one is a good one. Oh, yeah.
That's Lauren's embarrassing moment. Yeah. And it was on the radio.
This is
it.
This is as we are filming. But I didn't send something else. That's horrendous. I always love the blinking guy one. Oh, and Katy Perry. I remember seeing the left shark or whatever it was when it was her performance of...
Yes. With the left shark thing, do you remember, like, I don't know if that was super embarrassing or anything like that, but it didn't
go
viral.
No, it was just funny.
My ex was in that Super Bowl show.
Yeah, they're banned. Missy Elliott was like a bitch, right?
Yeah, Missy Elliott was an absolute just bitch to everyone because my ex, her high school won state in Arizona.
Yeah.
I think her junior year. And honestly, the show, like, I don't want to go into it too much because, like, it would take a little bit of time. But the show that they did is phenomenal. It's amazing.
Yeah,
and they won. They played When I Was a Young Boy, My Father Played. That's crazy. Like, do that in a marching band show. So different than ours. Anyway, once go to the Super Bowl.
We're like, when the lights go down. Yeah.
Yeah. It was really cool, though, because the whole show that they did was about... like if you died, like there's like one day a year where like everybody who's dead gets to come back and like spend one day.
It's literally like Dia de los Muertos.
Uh-huh. And one of the people in their band, he actually died there year they were performing the show. So when they performed it, it was like very meaningful to them because it was like,
yeah, that's sad.
You know what I mean? Someone in their band. Yeah. So anyway, it's a cool story, but anyway, they won their state championship and then they got to go to the Super Bowl and she said that, what's her name? Katy Perry was like the nicest person ever.
I could see that.
They would tell her, like, Katy Perry would be sitting there talking to all these students, like wanting to talk to them and be like, oh, like, you know, where are you guys from? Everything.
Yeah.
And then they would, like, the people in charge were like, Katy, you have to go back and practice. Like,
you need to perform.
Like, we need you to practice. This is live. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And they would have to have people like make her go back to practice.
Oh, that's, I love hearing nice celebrity stories like that. Like, you know, it's like you hear about Steve Carell's one of the kindest. Mm-hmm. And you can tell. Like, you can tell when you watch behind the scenes stuff of anything he does, he's like a genuine nice person.
Yeah. Anyway, and then they said that Missy Elliott was the opposite, where everyone was like, oh, like, nice to meet you. And it wasn't even her Super Bowl
show.
She's
an icon.
It wasn't even her Super Bowl show. Yep. And she was, like, being a bitch. Like, wouldn't talk to them. Like,
yeah, she's like, anyway. And she said over the microphone, too, it was like, someone get these kids out of here. Tell them to shut up or something like that. But and everyone heard it.
Yeah. Ooh, and drama. They were like, okay. But anyway, but that Super Bowl show, I was...
That's pretty
kind of
cool.
So,
that's a cool claim to fame.
Except not, because she's my ex.
Right. But yay. This one is, I'm going to say one more. When Kim Kardashian took selfies while Khloe, her sister, was going to jail, she's like, I'm just going to take a quick... What's a Kim voice? I just am going to take a quick
get
photo.
Get your ass up
like,
and work.
Yeah, can you get your... That was another moment. Get your fucking ass up and fucking work. It's like when she told women who don't have these successful businesses that they're failures because they're not working hard
enough.
It's like,
someone
has child care and someone has a lot of money. Anyway, this has been a good one, James. Did you pick one more?
Yeah, the idea where she's like, everyone hold still, let me take a selfie with you really fast. Her sister's getting, like, arrested.
She's getting, like, in the background, she's getting slammed and, like, beat up behind her in the cop car. And she's like, hold still, can you pause?
She's like,
can you pause for just a minute?
The lighting's fantastico right here. And she's like, Khloe, I know you're getting arrested right now. Oh, baby, the selfie is going to be fantastic. Like, what is happening? Also, that song.
Hi, guys. Banger. I'm just going to go live
real
quick.
She starts a live stream.
And Pete, come in here.
Khloe, wave.
She's like, fuck, bitch, I can't.
Yeah. My bad. Officer, wave her fingers for me. Thank you.
He's like, I'm about to get arrested too.
He's like, I saw your porn video. Thank you.
You like it? Wow. This has been a good episode, guys. I hope you enjoyed this pop culture moment. We haven't done anything really with pop culture as significant as this, but I had fun. I hope you had fun. We are all in this together. When you know there's a new episode, hand in hand, we'll make your dreams come true.
Yeah, I kind of decide when Lauren starts going on these tangents. I just let her sing it out, baby.
just let her get it out. Do you want to end it and tell people where they can find us if they don't know? That's shocking.
Yeah, guys, so you can find us at Sort of Kind of Funny Pod excuse me. Sort of kind of funny pod on all the social media.
You just
medias.
Vomit. You're like sort of kind of.
I'm like sort of kind of like.
That's disgusting. Wipe your lips.
That's disgusting. Check us out, guys. Definitely check out our YouTube shorts.
When I was a child, I thought disgusting was a curse word, and I would not let anyone in our family say it. No. I was like three.
She'd be like,
don't
say
disgusting.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Anyway,
don't
keep
say
going.
Disgusting.
Sorry. You said TikToks, then podcasts. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Definitely check out our YouTube shorts, guys, because that's the place where the
people come to play.
People come in hot, because I feel like that's the place that most people that don't follow you end up seeing you.
Yes.
And they just feel like, oh, I need to clap back. And you're like, we didn't say anything to you. So go check out our YouTube shorts.
I don't know your name. Yeah.
Because if you want some entertaining stuff, like, I know you guys are waiting every week. Oh, next Thursday, I got to wait a whole other week for another episode. No. Don't worry about it. We have your entertainment. Don't go scroll through TikTok. Go to YouTube Shorts and go read our comments. You will be laughing your ass off.
And, you know, it's different, too, being able to see the clips with our faces, you know, our ugly little mugs, but, like, the horrendous faces we were making and responses and actions and whatnot. It's just, it makes it for a good time.
It does make it for a good time.
I need to make dinner, because I am hungered and my
and
blood
I
sugar
haven't
being
eaten
tanking.
All day long.
James
so
is struggling.
I've had coffee. My stomach is like, what the fuck is going on up there?
The acid is like.
Yeah, I've had
all right, guys, we love you.
And I've had some grapefruit
some creatine.
Juice.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is James, your Chad bro, signing out.
Coffee bro.
Coffee Chad bro.
Yeah. This is a good ad. Yeah.
Anyway, guys. Definitely check out all of our sponsors from this week's episode. We appreciate all of them. You guys check them out. If you want to help support us, check out our sponsors, and that helps us. And also, you get great products, so like it's a win-win.
Yeah.
Anything you want to add to that, Lauren?
No. Thank you, though. It's
yeah,
been
thanks
fun.
For being part of our family on this not-so-family-friendly family podcast. Mm-hmm. Guys,
I will say, guys, I'm sorry. The last week, Lauren's going to be out of town for a week. So if I'm not responding as normal on social media, I don't hate you. James doesn't hate you. James is going to do his best to like and share. But if you notice it's a little bit more radio silence, it's this. I'm going to have things set up to be scheduled. But
yeah,
we don't hate
we
you.
Love
we
Lauren,
love you.
And this is Lauren's full-time job, apart from having a full-time job of being a mom. So she's got two full-time jobs.
It's dumb.
So. Yeah. Anyway, and she's better at responding. You guys don't want responses. They're just going to be dick.
James is a heart. James hearts it. What'd you say?
Is it different?
James just responds with an eggplant emoji. It's like when you
eggplant
double tap.
Eggplant emojis and purple hearts. Then you know it's me, baby girl.
Anything purple is going to be James.
Yeah.
But yeah.
True.
All right.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Again, check out all those places. Make sure you leave a 5-star review, guys. Please. It really helps grow our pod. And share this with one person. Lauren, do you have any challenges you want to give to our people for this week?
I want you each to send in your family group chat the Meg Ryan GIF, whatever the hell, name
and
of her. Like
no context. And no, wait for the perfect moment. Wait.
Yeah, make it weird. Make sure
sense.
It's not appropriate. Like, dad died. Like, insert here.
No, that is beyond inappropriate. Everyone's like, what the fuck, Timothy? Timmy, this is not the time.
Freaked out.
And then no response. And then
you're
respond
telling
to
me
the time to another one.
Someone just ha-ha's it.
Yeah. You thumbs up. Dad just died. Thumbs up. Send the Meg Ryan gif. They're like,
eggplant emoji
not
back.
The response.
Like...
eggplant emoji. This is not the moment that
dick
I thought
pic.
This would be.
They're like,
a dick, dad's dead, cock.
All right, guys.
Guys,
have a great week.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope to see you guys next week. Share it with somebody, please. And remember, if you guys want to hang out, you should always just text me. I'm sorry. Is that weird? No, I'm sorry.
You changed that up.
Let me just
text me.
Yeah, texticles. Give it to me. Give me a second. Text me if you want to hang out.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, if you like what you heard, please let us know.
You can leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast.
You can also find us on Instagram or TikTok at Sorta Kinda Funny Pod.
You're listening to a Joseph Norris original titled This Song.
This podcast is not for grandmothers or infants.